A year ago, restaurants were closing their doors and facing an existential crisis. Delegate Rip Sullivan of Arlington says he was hearing pleas from business owners in his district for lawmakers to come up with creative ways to help businesses survive.
I'll never forget, I got a call from the owners of the Tok in the Harrison Shopping Center in my district, which makes, no offense to anyone else, the best margaritas on the planet. and they said, you know, if we could just sell our margaritas, we might be able to stay afloat.
Enter the cocktail to go, the takeout margarita that helped that restaurant and many others stay afloat. Now, Governor Ralph Northam has signed legislation extending the temporary measure allowing for the sale of mixed beverages for off-premise consumption for a year. Senator Adam Eben of Alexandria says the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board will look for any potential problems.
As long as we can see people using this responsibly and people drink the cocktails at home rather than in their car or somewhere, I think then we're in a good place.
A spokeswoman for the Highway Safety Office says state officials don't have any data to correlate open container violations or DUI arrests with takeout cocktails. But the law the governor signed does create a study to look at the details of how this new policy works before lawmakers give a green light indefinitely for drinks to go. I'm Michael Pope.